Just a brief presentation about what it is. So the history, the very beginnings of it. It can be traced back to Vatican II. The first time when Asian bishops met with one another. Vatican II was an opportunity that didn't exist before for them to meet. So friendships were formed, a sense of a common identity led to the idea of forming some type of structure so that the interaction might continue. The visit of Pope Paul VI to Manila in 1970 provided another occasion, what came to be called the Asian Bishops' Meeting. Again, that was 5 years after the Second Vatican Council, perhaps a grace moment when all the bishops, I believe, were together again. So the theme was Populorum Progressio, the recent encyclical of Paul VI. So during that meeting, the need for a permanent structure to bring together the bishops from the different Asian countries continued to resurface. So a meeting took place during that Asian Bishops' Meeting, and a follow-up group was mandated to call a meeting of the presidents of the bishops' conferences. So March 1971, they met in Hong Kong. There's a kind of very much of a connection with Hong Kong and the FAPC, also with Bangkok, as we'll see. So the main item on the agenda was discussion of the nature, objectives, and scope, and a proposed structure for and the drafting of statutes. So the Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences kind of began to come into being. The statutes were finally approved in Rome in November 16, 1972. And the Federation of Asian Bishops' Conferences was officially constituted. In 2012 was the 40th anniversary of the approval of the FAPC statutes, and there was a plenary in Vietnam because of that anniversary in 2012. Little background, the Office of Human Development was first established in 1973, and the reason was the theme was Populorum Progressio at that meeting. So in 1974, three other offices were added. These were the Office of Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs, Social Communication, and the Office of Mission. And the priority of what was felt was needed at that time as the FAPC developed. The Asian Bishops' Meeting stated, "We pledge ourselves to an open, sincere, and continuing dialogue with our brothers of other great religions of Asia, so that we may learn from one another how to enrich ourselves spiritually and how to work more effectively together on our common task of total human development," in the context of Populorum Progressio, total human development. The bishops also turned to the other Christian communities in Asia to seek to collaborate in common endeavors for development, freedom, justice, and peace, with the hope for God's will for Christian unity. Again, all of this is 1970, when this was said. So the nature and the functions of the FAPC. It's a voluntary association of Roman Catholic Episcopal conferences in Asia, South Asia, Southeast Asia, East Asia, and Central Asia. So it was established with the approval of the Holy See. Its purpose is to foster among its members solidarity and co-responsibility for the welfare of the Church and society in Asia, and to promote and defend whatever is for the greater good. Decisions of the Federation are without juridical binding force. Their acceptance is an expression of collegial responsibility. One of the functions is to study the ways and means of promoting the apostolate, especially in light of Vatican II and post-conciliar official documents, and according to the needs of Asia. Two things kind of, Asia and Vatican II and other documents of the Church. A lot of the things the FAPC did correspond to synods, correspond to other documents of from Rome. To work for and intensify the dynamic presence of the Church in the total development of the peoples of Asia. to help in the study of the common problems of common interest to the Church in Asia, investigate possibilities of solutions and coordinated action, to promote intercommunication and cooperation among local churches and bishops of Asia, to render service to Episcopal conferences of Asia in order to help them meet better the needs of the people of God, and to foster a more ordered development of organizations and movements in the Church at the international level, and to foster ecumenical and interreligious communication and collaboration. So all this goes back to the beginning of the envisioning of the FABC. So the structure is it functions through a hierarchy of structures: the plenary assembly, the central committee, the standing committee, and the central secretary. So the plenary assembly, this is the supreme body of the FABC. It's composed of all of the presidents of the member conferences or their officially designated episcopal alternates, and also bishop delegates that are elected by the member conferences, associate members, and members of the standing committee. So the plenary assembly meets in ordinary session every 4 years, one from Korea and one from Manila. This was the recent one in Vietnam. Vietnam worth a lot of pictures. Okay. Here are the plenary assemblies. The first one, 1974, in Taiwan, Evangelization in Modern Day Egypt, coinciding with the Synod on Evangelization. 78, India, Prayer as Life of the Church. 82, here in Thailand, Church as Communion of Faith. 86, Vocation and Mission of the Laity, coinciding with the Synod on the Laity. New Way of Being Church in Indonesia, 1990. 1995, Discipleship as Service to Life in the Philippines during the visit of John Paul II there for the World Youth Day. Thailand, 2000, Renewed Church Mission of Love and Service. In Korea, 2004, The Asian Family Towards a Culture of Integral Life. Living the Eucharist in Asia was in Manila in 2009. And then the last one was in Chungbok, that was mispronounced, and Ho Chi Minh City in Vietnam.
Ho Chi Minh.
For the 40 years responding to the challenges of Asia. The next one will be in 2016 as far as plenary assemblies. The Central Committee is composed of presidents of the member conferences or their officially designated episcopal alternates, and it oversees the implementation of the resolutions and instructions of the plenary assembly. So Bishop John is a member of the Central Committee as the president of the Bishops' Conference in Myanmar. And this committee meets every 2 years. The Standing Committee is composed of four bishops elected from the different parts of Asia by the Central Committee, implements the resolutions and instructions of the Central Committee. It provides direct guidance and support for the Central Secretariat and other organs of the FABC. At present, the regional convener for Southeast Asia is Archbishop Suharyo of Indonesia, the Archbishop of Jakarta, Archbishop Peta of Kazakhstan. South Asia is Cardinal Ranjit, and East Asia is Bishop Khan. And then the president is His Eminence Oswald Cardinal Gracious of Mumbai in India. This was a picture of the 2006 meeting of the Central and Standing Committee at the Documentation Center here in Bangkok. So the FABC Bishops Conference members. So the members are Bangladesh, India with the Latin Sirom Malabar and Sirom Malakara rites, Indonesia, Japan, Kazakhstan, Korea, Laos, Cambodia is one conference, Malaysia, Singapore, Brunei one conference, Pakistan, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Taiwan, Thailand, Timor-Leste, and Vietnam. So there's 15 member conferences. The associate members are Hong Kong, Macau, Mongolia, Nepal, and then the stands here, which I will probably mispronounce, so we'll just do that to save time and laughter. Siberia, but then. Now the Central Secretariat is the principal service agency and instrument of coordination within the FABC and with outside offices and agencies. Okay? So that sometimes is not clear in some cases. So the president of the FABC is elected by the Central Committee. Just at the assembly in Vietnam, they changed the terminology. So the Cardinal Gracious is the president. The Central Secretariat is under what is called the Secretary General. That might be not correct. And under the Central Secretariat recently is the Climate Change Desk. So the present president is Cardinal Gracious, and Father Raymond O'Toole is the Secretary General. This is a picture of the new offices donated by the Diocese of Hong Kong for the use of the FABC. This is when they had just moved in. So the main Central Secretariat has always been based in Hong Kong at the Gracious help of the Diocese of Hong Kong. Also, the FABC does not exist juridically. So if you want to write a check to the FABC, we have to find out how to do that, because even the bank account is under the Diocese of Hong Kong. It doesn't have a legal personality in Hong Kong or any place else in the world, except in the church. There are statutes, but it's not a legal, juridical personality in law. So these are other pictures of that office, much more spacious than the one before, for the use of the FABC. The one woman on the right here is Marivi. She's still connected with that, and then Rio Tool. So the Central Secretariat, to assist the Central Secretariat, are nine offices, each handling a specialized ministry and area of concern. So the nine offices are, in sometimes FABC jargon, OEIA. So this is the Office of Evangelization, started out as the Office of Mission. OTC, Office of Theological Concerns. OEIA, Office of Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs, we're gathering today. Office of Human Development. Office of Social Communication. Office of Education and Faith Formation. And then the ones of life would be Office of Laity and Family. They have an ASIPA desk, a youth desk, they also have a woman's desk. And the Office for Clergy, recently founded, and the Office of Consecrated Life. So one of the new things is that the FABC would like these offices to do more things in common, rather than each one operating completely on their own, which has been more or less what has happened. There have been a couple of instances when offices cooperated, but they'd like to see more of that. So you look at the names of these offices, perhaps in you're thinking about something, how we, connected with Ecumenical and Interreligious Affairs, could work together with some of these other offices for the church here in Asia and for our bishops' conferences. The offices, in quotes, are made up of a bishop who is chairman for the office and at least two member bishops of the office. The present Bishop Dejoy is one of the members, and Bishop Mandaki, as was mentioned, of this office. Someone once said to me, "Can I visit your office?" I said, "It's my bedroom." It's called an office, but that's another thing, that the offices are not located any place. There's an executive secretary for each office, and some offices have an additional secretary. That's not kind of fixed. And again, the offices are not located in any one location. The Central Secretariat is in Hong Kong. There's a documentation center here in Bangkok, but they're everything else is kind of, except for two that have buildings, kind of floating. It's a one. FABC is a wonderful idea. It's gone on for 40 years, but in terms of having concrete place to gather, that doesn't necessarily take place. So offices are not offices in the sense of having office space at any location. Well, a few do have. This is in contrast, like to the CCA, Christian Conference of Asia. They're located in Chiang Mai. Everyone who works there works in their office there. So the Office of Ecumenical Religious Affairs is composed of three bishops and one executive secretary. This is, I modified this for our own use. Archbishop Felix Machado, the chairman, Bishop Bijoy, Bishop Magagi, and myself are present for this office. The files of this office going back to the 70s were well maintained from the very beginning, and they're located in the FABC Documentation Center in Bangkok, which is donated for the use of the FABC by the Archdiocese of Bangkok. So again, Hong Kong and Bangkok have donated space for the FABC. So these are the files going back to the early 70s. So the offices meet together with the Central Secretariat or the Central Committee or the Standing Committee once a year for a sharing of reports and the work of each office and for joint planning. One of the new things in terms of funding, it's very difficult to get funding, is the Miserior has asked that the FABC now present one budget for all of the offices together. That never happened before. Everybody was working individually. Archbishop Felix said maybe there might be a parish in Los Angeles that might want to help the office.
Yeah, he said that.
We should impress him. His idea.
So here are just some pictures of the documentation center, the downstairs entrance, the door upstairs. It's located in a building at the San Luis Hospital compound, very close to the street. It's on the top floor with a bank underneath, so it probably has good security, knowing that there's a bank there. Again, pictures of the office and a meeting room. That meeting room was where that other meeting had taken place. We met with the Christian Conference of Asia and their staff and the office meeting of the FABC in 2010. So some pictures from that particular meeting that took place there. Okay. This comes from the basic theological thrust of the FABC, a new way of doing theology developed, starting with the context of Asian reality, with its many cultures, religions, and the ever-present poor and marginalized. It's a theology of a triple dialogue of cultures, religions, and poor. This is kind of a hallmark of the FABC from 1974, the first plenary assembly that has kind of continued throughout the history of it. I think people keep referring back to this. So it's a theology that has a quest for harmony as its goal and a spiritual pursuit of unity and communion, even in the midst of vast diversity. The Asian bishops envision a mode of being church as dialogue, that threefold dialogue of cultures, religions, and the poor. So a way of dialogue is through a living and dynamic conversation and interaction with these three Asian realities. The new way of being church in Asia is best expressed at the grassroots level through the building of a basic ecclesial communities or small Christian communities. They are built as believing and praying communities of the Lord. Centered on the word and bread of life, they are committed to dialogue with cultures, religious traditions, and the poor. The two major themes of the FABC over the years have been dialogue and local church. From the very beginning, dialogue comes back and emphasis on local churches in Asia is the emphasis that is repeated. So the vision of living dialogue is rooted in the vision of the local church. The FABC vision is one of dialogue for all the local churches in Asia. This vision, both ecumenical and interreligious dialogue, come together as we strive to live as communities of Christ disciples here in Asia. some publications. The FABC publications are suitable for pastoral workers, also for researchers who would like to know the FABC's stance on issues pertaining to religion, faith, cultures, and societies in Asia. They have 9 sections. This comes from the website. The FABC in general, social communication has a lot, evangelization. Interreligious dialogue has perhaps just one book. Human development has produced a lot, laity and family, education and faith formation, theological concerns, and the what are called FABC papers. There are 4 volumes that are presently out. These are the plenary statements and documents of meetings organized by the FABC and its offices from 1974 to 2007. And volume 5 should soon be out, maybe is already out, but it's coming out soon, very soon. The FABC's papers, you perhaps have seen these, they bring into a wider audience critical analyses of problems facing the church in Asia. And the FABC's Central Secretariat has published 137 of issues of this from 1976 to 2013. Some of the issues are number 46A, 46B, C, D, E. So there's a lot more than just the 137. But this is kind of one of the features, I think, of publications of the FABC. Well, thank you. That is an introduction of the FABC.